You're here with Wayne Foy and John Gartland. We're going to start by taking a look at last week's games in the Canada Premier League. We had a number of postponements last week and no real out-and-out winners. First of all, we'll start with Corinthians versus Royals. John, you went with Royals and he got beat 9-0. What happened there?
I think you didn't hear me properly. I think I went for... I went for Royals. Costa did well against St George's, but Corinthians 9-0, great result. Young Danny Gerrard again. I think that's the fifth week in a row he scored, Wayne. And Nigel Moody with a big hat-trick for him. Well done, Nigel. 9-0, convincing winners.
Next up, you had Ramsey versus Laxey. You went for Laxey, and he drew 3-3.
Yeah, a Jamie Mofford hat-trick, and Ramsey could have sneaked this one. Laxey must have one eye on the Railway Cup here. Johnny Carlow, Alan Harrison, and Mike Wheeler with the goals for Laxey, but Ramsey could have stole it.
Next up, Castletown versus Ayr. Another 2-2 draw.
Without Tabs, they're struggling at the moment. The managerless. But Brett Alicott got one and Jack Charmer got one. Two goals for Jason Crane for Ayr. And Ayr have done very well since coming up from promotion. A lot of people tipped them to go down, but well done, Ayr.
Next up was Jims versus Peel. That was postponed, so we'll move straight on to Rushen versus St Mary's. Close game, 2-2 finish.
Yep, great game this. Two halves. St Mary's came back from 2-0 down. Steve Ryden got one and SpongeBob SquarePants Kelly with the other. That's what they call them down there, because he wears his undies on the outside of his pants. I can't believe it. But Kel's a great player. And Mark Priestnell and Liam Cowan for St Mary's. So a fair result in the end.
Our game of the week last week was also called off. That was Old Boys versus Georges. So that leaves the top of the table, as it were. We'll move on to this week's games in the Canada Life Premier League now. First up, Royals versus Old Boys. How do you see it going?
Well, after picking Royals last week, I won't be picking them this week. Royals girls won 10-0 there. Donna Shimmin with a hat-trick again. Maybe they should put her up front again. I don't know, but this will be an easy win for Old Boys.
Easy win for Old Boys there. Next up, St George's at home to Rushen. How do you see that one going?
It'll be a closer game. Kelly's on fire down there. He's scored 3 weeks in a row now. So, but St George's have got Callum Morrissey back, probably the best centre-forward on the island, according to him. So I'm going to go for a St George's win.
St George's win there at home. Next up, St Mary's versus Jims, your old club. How do you see that one going, John?
This will be a St Mary's win. I know Jims were celebrating the match being called off last week as if they'd won the game, but this will be an easy St Mary's win.
Easy St Mary's win predicted there. Next up, Peel at home to Castletown. Castletown not having the best. How's it going to go, John?
No, they're struggling, Castletown. And Peel, with the Railway Cup, they'll be putting a strong side out to see if they can beat Old Boys. So I'm going to go for a Peel win. They've got everybody back. Squeak Corkill, who had 600th appearance last week for the Combi. So well done to Squeak Corkill, but it'll be a Peel win.
Peel win there. Two games left in this week's Canada Life Premier League. First up is Ayr versus Ramsey.
I've gone for a draw here, a little bit of a derby match. Ayr coming into form and Ramsey coming into form. Jamie Mofford got a hat-trick last week, so he's on fire. But Eastie's got Ayr playing quite well, but I'm going to sit on the fence with this one and go for a draw.
Rare draw there for you, John. And last up in the Canada Life Premier League this week is Laxey versus Michael.
Yeah, another northern side for Laxey, not far to travel. They drew 3-3 last week, but I think they'll get the points against Michael. They've got the full strength side, according to Mr. Clark, so I go for a Laxey win.
OK, that concludes this week's games in the Canada Life Premier League.